Tuesday morning, and it's time to rock. That's right, Tojo Radio Style, TDR Rocks, Bay Ragney here. What's going on, everybody? I know it's 10 a.m. here on the East Coast, and for you West Coasters out there, it's 7 a.m., so it's a little early for you guys. And if you're in Africa and you're listening to this, I don't know what time it is. Wait, let me think. If I remember right, they are 6 or 7 hours ahead, so it could be like 5 o'clock in the afternoon there. It could be dinner time for our friends in Skinflint. That's right, we're talking to the band Skinflint this morning, and got to actually tape an interview with them last week. Talked to the guitarist, lead singer Giuseppe, and the drummer Alessandra, and learned a lot about the band, learned about the metal scene going on over in the Botswana, Africa area. And we're going to play some new music from them. They have a new album out that just came out recently, so we're going to play a couple tunes from that as well. So stay tuned for that. And then we got a doubleheader today. We also have the band from the Boston area, Leaving Eden, which they've been around for a little bit and have a few releases out, and they are just a machine. This band is a touring machine. And it was kind of funny, once I posted out there that they're going to be on the show today, some friends from the area who are big local metal supporters, they're out at every show. They were so excited because they happened to see them at one of the local clubs here, I guess a year and a half ago. And we talked about that show and club in the interview. So it's kind of cool, the way worlds collide. So there you go. Tony Jerome Radio, making worlds collide in the world of rock and roll and heavy metal. Not only here in PA, not only in Boston, but in Africa too. We're taking it worldwide the way it should be. So, without further ado, let's get started. Let's kick it off. Let's get right into it. First band up is Skinflint. And, classic metal sounding. They actually kind of remind me of almost like a Venom. Or early Venom from the 80s. Not as like fast, but it's got that heaviness and that rocking like Venom does. So, check them out. Learn about the band. Here's Giuseppe and Alessandra. And this is Skinflint.
And there he is, Giuseppe.
Hi, Bay. How are you? Giuseppe from Skinflint here.
How are you, man?
I'm fine, thank you. I also have the drummer with me.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So, you guys got to be excited. The new album's out. It's getting a real good buzz going.
Yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, we're actually excited. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome. Now, this is like my first time like really hearing Skinflint, and it brings me back to my younger years. I grew up in the 80s, so I got to grow up with all the classic hard rock and metal. And you guys, it took me right back to that classic sound.
Actually, we were inspired by like 70s and 80s bands like Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne. And I think that's why our inspiration is strongly from that period, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Now, how is the music scene there in Africa? Like, I mean, is there a big metal scene going on, or?
Yeah, we have a strong metal scene here in Botswana, Africa. It's mostly underground, but I think it's very distinct. Like the style, even if you see how they dress the fans here, they have this, it's called Morocco, which means rockers here. They dress with this leather and this cowboy look. And it's a very unique culture, but it's got a strong following here in Africa.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, is this like the first time for you guys to like really try to push to break into the American market, or?
Yeah, this album has been because we've got a couple of albums before this one, but we felt like this we've got 4 albums before this one, and we think that this album is a good combination of our unique styles, and we felt really strongly that it was time to penetrate the international market.
Now, is it is it a scary time for you as well? Does it make you nervous? It's like, okay, like, all right, we're finally going to try to go break into America now.
I mean, it's not so much fear, but more excitement and curiosity as to how people will respond and how they'll receive a metal band from Botswana.
But I think so far, like, our response has been mostly positive.
Yeah.
From the U.S., like, even with our previous album, most of our sales actually came from the USA. So we're actually excited about this. Yeah. And we think that the U.S. is a good market for this album, and it has strong influences with the blues, also the music.
Yeah.
And you know, the blues came from the U.S., and I think they can sort of relate to that. Even though the music has strong African influences, there is a lot of blues influences there, which, you know, obviously started heavy metal. And I think that's what people can relate to there.
That's awesome. Now, how about, like, I mean, you're saying, like, with this album, you know, you guys feel that this is the time and all. Did you guys ever think about maybe moving to America and like, going full, you know what I mean, like, full force into America like that? Or is it just, like from what I was getting, reading about you guys and the music and all, just, like, you're very proud of, you know, your culture and being from Botswana, and, like, that's where you really want to show that you're coming from.
Well, I think, well, one of my dreams has always been to play in America.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I was young as a kid, my uncle Ray, who was also in a rock band called Nosy Road, had all of these Hendrix tapes. And I saw Jimi Hendrix live at Monterey, and we always, like, you know, said, wow, you know, to play in the States, that would be a dream to us. But we also like it here in Botswana.
Yeah.
And we think that it's important also to live in Botswana, because that helps. I think it gives a unique feel to our music, because we combine elements from African culture with heavy metal music in terms of lyrics, in terms of the mythology here, and also in terms of the direction of the sound.
Yeah, I think it would be definitely a dream come true to do a tour in the U.S. So I think we're going to try and focus on that as much as possible.
That'd be awesome. Now, you guys have actually, gone to, like, Germany and Sweden and the Netherlands. So, I mean, those are, like, huge heavy metal markets as well.
Yeah, we did a tour with Tarja Turunen. We played 10 shows.
Yeah, they were, like, in Holland.
Yeah.
Holland, okay. Germany, like you said. Yeah, in all of those areas. And, yeah, the feedback was very good there. But we feel that we are missing out without going to the U.S.
Yeah.
So the U.S. is like our next step. We really want to play there. It's a dream for us.
Now, with this album, too, this is your fifth full-length album, and you self-titled this one. How come you decided, like, now at this point to self-title it?
Well, like I said earlier, we kind of thought that it epitomizes our unique style. So in this album, the African rhythms are very distinct. The lyrics are very distinct. So it's just like a stylistic thing, I think.
I think it wasn't an easy choice with the name, but when we sat together as a band in the recording studio, after we recorded the album, our producer called us there and he said to us, come hear the songs. And the name just occurred to us that this album should be called Skinflint.
Yeah.
Because we felt that this album best describes, like Sandra's saying, our style of African heavy metal.
Oh.
And it has a very distinct sound. So we said, let's just call it Skinflint because, you know, it is what we represent.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you guys have actually been together, too, for quite some time. I mean, it's been 11 years now, 11, 12 years? Has it been the same lineup all along, or?
Yeah.
Actually, now that you mention it, 11 years, I actually feel scared. I never thought it's that long.
Yeah. No, but the lineup changed in the beginning. I was, as a drummer, I played a skinflint for a few years, and then I had to go and study, so there was another drummer, and then
Another drummer came in 2008, because Sandra left in 2007 to further her studies, and then she returned to the band in 2011, early 2012, yeah. So we've been together for a long time. I've been with my bassist all the time, yeah. It's been the same band mostly over the years.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a rarity. You don't see that much anymore, though.
Yeah, we're lucky we found a good combination.
That's good. Wow. So, okay, so the, like we said, the new album is out. There was something, too, I was reading, like, about the new album is, it sounds like you guys wrote this pretty quickly, which I'm guessing isn't maybe the norm for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it took us approximately a week to write all of the songs. They just came organically after we came back from the tour with Tarja. And usually we would take, you know, a couple of months to write the songs.
Yeah, but strangely, this album, even though it was challenging to make, in terms of writing the songs, the compositions, it was actually, I wouldn't say easy like easy, but everything just came together quickly.
Organically.
I don't know, we went through this moment of inspiration. We just went into the studio and everything just started coming. You know, we didn't think about it.
Yeah.
There was no process to the writing or any method we used. We just like got in the studio and said, let's jam, let's just see what happens. And the ideas just started flowing.
Oh, that's awesome. You gotta love when it happens that way, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Like, do you think there was any special reason, or just maybe the excitement of coming off of that tour, or just something magically clicked this time, huh?
I definitely think it was the excitement from the tour, because we got to experience new venues, new different audiences and different responses. So that kind of inspired us to just push ourselves a little bit, I guess.
I think also we signed on to Method Music Booking Agency, and they also pushed us a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that was a good thing, you know. They told us, guys, you know, we need new tracks. We need to find a label. You got to release something new. And we were like, oh, well, we just released an album. And they were like, no, we need new tracks. So we're like, okay, we'll get in the studio and we'll make them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Now that the album's down, I mean, do you guys have any tours planned, any shows coming up, or what's the plan now for the rest of the year?
Currently, we're actually planning to do, like, a local launch, like some shows here in Africa first, which we're going to start on end of this month, on the 30th of June. And then after we do those shows, we're going to plan probably a U.S. tour and also maybe return to Europe again. But right now, we don't have any dates confirmed for the U.S.,
yeah.
But we hope to have that down soon.
Well, I'm hoping you guys will come to, once you get here to the U.S., you come to Philadelphia then.
Definitely.
We'd love to come there, and we'd love to see you there at the show, maybe. Yeah?
Absolutely. We'll hang out. We'll have some good times. We'll listen to some good, loud skinflint music, have a couple beers, and we'll enjoy a good night.
Yeah, it would be nice to hang out with you.
Absolutely. So where should we tell everybody to go to buy the album? Where's the best place for everybody to get the new Skinflint album and the past catalog? And
they can visit our website, skinflintmetal.com. And then they can also access our albums on iTunes, on Amazon.
Basically, every major media outlet will have this album available, and like obviously the obvious ones like Amazon, and just the band website like Sandra was saying, simplymetal.com. But if fans want to check us out, they can just check our Facebook
and our YouTube.
For our YouTube, there they can contact us, and we can just show them where to get the album. Even if they want an autograph or something, we can help them out.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome! That is awesome. Cool. Well, it was great talking to you guys, and I'm really hoping you guys get here to the States and teach the States some more metal music.
We would love to do that. It was really nice to talk to you. Eh?
You too. Take care. Congratulations still on the album.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
back. Tojin Radio Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and there you go. Skin Flint played a couple tunes for you. The first one being the first single and video from the band and their last album, which was self-titled. Just came out back in last month, in May. So the first song and video, like I said, we played was Birds and Milk, Bloody Milk. Check that out. It's on YouTube. You can check out the video. And then I also played the lead-off track on that album as well. It's called Eyes in Leper Spots. So check them out. Skin Flint. Look them up. You can check out their website. Kind of, you know, that's the place to go anymore is bands' websites. Hopefully, if they're up to date like these two bands are with their websites, you know, it's like a central hub. And you can get all the links for all their social media. You get links to actually buy physical copies. Leak, you know, if you do the digital thing, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, they're streaming, both of them. So check them out. Give them a stream. Give them a download. Buy a physical copy. Every way is a good way. Just support them, bottom line. So here we go. I told the guitarist, Eric, from Leaving Eden, and learned all about the band and the touring machine they are, because they truly are. I'm still blown away. I mean, the dates they have coming up for over the next few months are up in the Boston area, and Boston, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, all around up there. But they play so much and. Sometimes twice a day, it just machine. They are a machine. And they have killer freaking music. And they just put out a new single, actually a cover of the Thin Lizzy classic Jailbreak, which we're going to play. But here's Eric. Here's Eric, guitar player from Leaving Eden. Check him out.
Hello.
Eric.
Yes, how you doing, man?
Good, man. It's Bay. How are you?
Good. Good.
Good.
Where are you?
Thanks for being patient.
Oh, no problem, man. Was your thing successful there?
Fingers crossed. The car business is it's probably crazier than the music business. He liked the car and said, I forgot to bring my money with me. I have to go drive back home to New Jersey and come back.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, so if he comes back, who knows?
No shit. So you're in New York then?
Actually, I'm in Philly. Our studio line is in New York.
Yeah, when we played there, we played in Philly on tour, and I remember eating Philly cheesesteak, man. It was like one of the best, too. It was these two Italian old, really old dudes that owned the place.
Oh, nice. You remember where?
I don't.
How about, do you remember where you played?
No, I don't. Oh, wait. No. No.
That sounds wonderful. I
trash those files, you know what I mean? I trash them. That's the only way.
Yeah, I mean, you guys play a lot. Like, I'm going through, I'm like, holy crap. I mean, every week you guys are hammering out 3, 4, 5 nights a week.
Yeah, it's been a nice ride, Rock and roll, brother.
Right on. So you guys have played with, like, big names all around the country. This is not just like a band that's just like, oh yeah, we're here and we're trying to do it. Like, you guys are out there like doing the grind.
Yeah, and got to play with a lot of people that we looked up to.
Sure.
Yeah. Alice Cooper. I mean, I had never seen Alice Cooper live until I played with him, and
oh, wow.
Played with him a couple of times. And I was blown away by the theatrics, just blown away. I mean, he hung himself on stage, you play a lot of these concerts and everything, but not a lot of people are doing that. I think it's
right.
Fucking really cool. It definitely gives a person a bang for their buck something like that.
Oh, totally. You know? Totally. Yeah, it's funny because I forget who I was in an interview I was doing a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about Alice Cooper and actually, no, it was Lizzie Borden, and we were talking about like stage shows and stuff like that, and I was telling him how I have two young daughters who you know, I've been trying to teach the rock and roll music, you know, the history of what I've grown up with and what's going on today. And, you know, I've taken them to see Alice Cooper, and that was one of their first concerts. And, I mean, they're a teenager, like, my younger one just turned 14, and my older one actually just turned 20. But, like, Alice Cooper, and, that was like the big one that stood out to them because of the stage.
Yeah.
And then it was Ghost. Like, the big thing now is Ghost. That's all they were. When's Ghost coming? When's Ghost coming? And that's what I really noticed was it's really what's grabbing maybe probably the younger audiences is like just a very visual stage show.
Yeah. Yep. Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now you guys have been around for how long is it now? 10 years?
Yeah, over. Over, yeah, we've been around the block.
Oh. For sure. And actually, the singer of Leaving Eve is your wife.
Yes, yes, she is.
Now, how's that work, being in the band with your wife?
For us, it works great, you know, because we respect each other. So that's the most important thing.
Sure.
You know, and you can't be jealous in this business because, you know,
right.
you definitely can't be, which I'm not.
Now, were you guys a couple before you started the band or afterwards?
No,
or how did
no.
That,
yeah. Yeah, no, it was after. Wasn't intended, you know, but one thing obviously led to another. And the rest, as they say, is history.
So you truly ended up making beautiful music together.
Yeah, right. And it's good, you know, because the road can get hard, you know, when you're out there. And I've seen it with people. They, you know, they don't. Their family's back home, you know. So you got to be a particular kind of person to want to do that, you know. As often as you can,
sure.
I find. So I think the three of us, you know, we all have the same thing. Ryan was in a band that toured all over the United States, so that's all he ever wants to do.
Nice.
So, yeah, but you definitely have to, you know, everybody thinks it's, not everybody, but, you know, people think it's glamorous. As Eve would say, it's not glamorous. You know.
No, not it's not like you know, it's not the pretty you know, RVs and stuff like that. It's it's not the glamorous life like they used to portray it to be.
Yeah, and you know, for me, I'm happiest when I'm playing. So that's all I want to do. You know.
Sure.
No matter what.
Now, how about with like going back to the formation of the band? Like, is this the first time you've had a female singer in the band? Is this was a whole new direction that you set out to do with Leaving Eden? Or
well, actually, we created Leaving Eden together. So yeah, it was before Leaving Eden that we had met and that we had played together. Yeah, so we started it together.
Nice.
So Leaving Eden was always, you know, me and her.
Very cool. Now, how about you mentioned Ryan, the three. Is there, like, an official bass player, or?
No, I'm the official bass player. So I play all the bass lines, and I run them to the bass amp, and we play to those tracks, and... Well, I can tell you one thing. The bass player is never going to fuck up.
Solves that problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it works out. And not to say that we will never, you know, there'll never be a bass player on stage. That's not the case at all. But it's not like we're out there looking or anything like that. But something presented itself to us that, you know, again, you got to be a very unique person to want to do what we like to do. You really, really sure. do.
I'm guessing that. I mean, that kind of goes into like how you're saying a unique person, but also too to fit with you guys. I mean, you guys truly are a family, and to be part of the Leaving Eden family, it's got to be a special person that really fit in that mix.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I was just saying that in an interview that I was doing that. You know, you got to. One of the things is you got to be on the road with these people.
Right.
For long periods of time, so you better like them.
Right. Yeah, you want to be able to, like, when you're rolling the Philly, like, to be able to sit down and enjoy your cheesesteak with the person you're touring with, not want to throw it into their face.
Right.
No, actually, too, there was, as I was going through stuff, like, on YouTube, I was finding you guys, there was an older video that you were kind of doing most of the vocals on, Haunting.
Haunting, yes. I love that song. Yeah, I sing, these days, I might sing one or two songs on an album.
Okay.
So most of the singing Eve does. Sometimes I will co-sing a song with her. We have a new album that we've been working on. And I think I sing one song on that album. And then,
oh, cool.
Again, there's a few co-vocals on there, too.
Nice.
And it's going to be cool. It was kind of written for radio, so we like it a lot, and I can't wait to release it.
Now, actually, you guys just recently released a cover of the Thin Lizzy classic Jailbreak. Now, is that going to be like the first single off the album coming out, or is this like a little teaser or something, or...?
Yeah, I think we are going to throw it on the album, because that's a good idea. But yeah, we released that as a single, and, you know, it's getting a lot of play because it's Thin Lizzy, a Thin Lizzy song.
Great song.
Just our kind of interpretation of it. And... it was actually going to be used for a movie, but it ended up not happening. So, it, you know, we released it anyways because we had it. But we ended up getting another. We got Out of the Ashes, actually, the album that we had, our last album that we released. We got that song in the movie. And that's Lockdown, that movie, so...
Okay.
It hasn't been released yet. Yeah, so we got that in there. We got another song, Skies of Grey, in a movie called Mayday. And that's Max is the director there for those movies. And then we're actually leaving this week to go shoot. We're going to be in a TV series / movie. So we're going to Iowa and Chicago to film.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we got some. I guess we got a little some speaking parts, but the band is Vampires.
Oh, nice!
So,
nice.
Yeah, and we'll be wrapping up the shooting at the Forge in Illinois, where we'll be playing there. And so some of that footage will be, in the TV series and movie. So that's Damian Dante who directs that one, and I think it's gonna be cool. Because like I said, it's about vampires.
It'll be a good fit. I like it.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys done that a lot in the past? Like these little movie parts or getting movies?
We've been doing it. Just this year we started. We went to Hollywood. And that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's a cool thing, a great way, I think, especially nowadays, to get the music out there is getting tied in with, movies or TV shows or something like that.
Absolutely. Kind of any avenue,
Right.
And playlists are great on Spotify. That's a really good thing. You know, everything changes, but it's still there. It's all still there. It's just different, you know, different avenues.
Yeah, the whole Spotify thing. It's funny because our show we do live on Thursday nights, and I have a co-host and all, and he's been for like the last year trying to talk me into Spotify. And I'm like, I've been like so against it just because of how it screws the artist over. And I finally broke down like 2 months ago, and I'm like, let me like figure this thing out and see what's going on there. And I'm like, wow, okay, it's really a super awesome thing for music lovers. It really is.
Well, also, you know, like I said, you know, it's just a different avenue, but you know, there are artists out there that are getting millions of plays a day, and they're getting paid for every one of those plays. It's not much, but they're getting paid, and it adds up. And you can imagine, you know, if you got millions of plays, it's still, I think it still adds up. And you know, it's just all in the way that you think about it.
Absolutely. Now, something too I saw like in your website that I thought was really cool, and it's kind of like something that's like a verbal thing that's been done for many years, and the tour exchange thing where bands, they meet throughout the road and all, and they make those connections and hook each other up with gigs back and forth. But I never saw a band actually put it out there, like, let's do this, let's exchange tours, let's exchange shows. I'm like, wow, hello, that's pretty just common sense smart, just put it right out there.
Yeah, and you know, and you're working together, and you know, when they come to your neck of the woods, you know, you turn them on to your friends, and you know, get some gigs, and you know, you do that. So it's pretty cool, and like you said, it is common sense. You know,
yeah,
we try to have, you know, we as many shows as I can get opening bands on. I try to do that, as many as allow me to do it. Which is quite a few of them, you know. If it's just our show, I try as hard as I can to get other local bands on the shows.
Sure.
But some places, you know, want us to play all night long, and I get it, you know. But it does get grueling, you know, especially when we have 5 shows in 3 days. Starting tomorrow, and so yeah, it's like 2 shows in 1 day, and that's literally one of them is you're playing 5 hours and then go to the next gig, and we were able to get an opening band there, so we'll play another 2 hours, so 7 hours of playing 2 of the days, so it's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah,
I saw that too. I come from the world of pro wrestling, so the double shot thing is something I'm familiar with. I was like, wow, you don't see many bands doing double shot. I was like, wow, okay, this is hardcore.
Yeah, and you know, you're not just performing, but then you're setting up and tearing down as well.
Right.
You know, so it's a lot of work, man. You got to definitely be, you know, up to par physically and mentally, which is cool because I'd rather exercise doing that than, you know, whatever, you know.
Right.
It's good, good, healthy exercise. That's why I do it. That's why I want to do it. I want to move this shit. Keeps me in shape.
Now, how about something that you guys did too, which was came out really cool. I was seeing some clips on YouTube. The live DVD.
Yes. Yeah, that hasn't been released yet. I'm looking forward to that. We got a couple of them, actually. So we played concerts with. One of them we played a concert with Bret Michaels. And the other one we played a concert with Rat, I think. Was it Rat? No, Pop Evil.
Okay.
So we have our live thing there, and there's some extra footage in there and stuff like that. It's pretty cool. And that all that stuff gets released to Darkstar Records / Sony Music, so that gets released worldwide, you know, everywhere it could possibly go, which is cool.
Yeah, that's huge, man, having that behind you.
Yeah, and good people, too.
That's awesome. Cool, so where should we send everybody to keep up to date with everything? I mean, you guys have so much going on, like...
I always say the website, because that's got every link that you can imagine, leavingeden.com, you know.
And that's got, does that get the, you can get the new single?
It's got all the social media. Social media, it's got the videos, it's got press, it's got bios, it's, you know, all about the movies and stuff. And you name it, it's on there. Merchandise. And
so much going on.
When we hit Philly, though, man, we'll hook up.
Absolutely, dude. Cheesesteaks on me. Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, you probably know a really good place.
You know what? Like, I know a lot of places, and I love to eat. So, you know, we can stop at multiple. I mean, if I'll twist your arm if you want.
Is there a place called... oh my God, Mickey Mouse, something Mouse. Tom and Jerry's, is that in Philly?
Yeah, it's outside of Philly. Actually, it's about 15 minutes from my house.
Yeah, I remember we played there, but we played on tour in Philly too. I just don't remember where, but I do remember that place just because of the name Tom and Jerry's.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, buddies of mine just played there the other night, as a matter of fact.
Funny.
That's cool.
Yeah, so right around the corner from that place is where we went. I think, I don't think it was too far, you know, a few blocks away is where we went. It was on the main street there. And it was, I remember it was, there was not a lot of new construction going on or anything. Everything was pretty much older in the little town, which was cool.
Now I'm wondering which place it was. Interesting. Any plans to come back down this way that you know of yet? Or I mean, I know you guys are here.
I'm sure we will. We're always looking at different tours and stuff, so I'm sure that we will.
Awesome. Yeah, well, we got to keep in touch, and when you get down here to Philly, we got to do it.
Right on, man. Very cool.
Absolutely. And I wanted to know this too, like on your Facebook page where it's got like your sponsors and all. You guys are sponsored by Cannabis Energy Drinks. Like, what is that?
it's made with cannabis oils or something like that. And I forget where they're out of now, but they're in the United States too, and you know you can get them different places. But that's it. It tastes good, you know.
That's cool.
Cannabis.
I saw that. I never heard of them. I was like, whoa, what is this?
Yeah.
Too funny.
Pretty funny. Well, we just got our dirtbag clothing, which is cool. I'm going to get some of the hats. I like their hats. I like their stuff, but I'm going to get some of the hats.
Awesome. Well, dude, thank you again so much for being patient and on and getting this hooked up. And now we're going to play some music from Leaving Eden. We'll play the new tune. I'll dig through the catalog. What old song should we play? Any pick?
I can. I don't know if he sent you the whole album or not. Or if not, I can send you.
Yeah, if you could send it to me, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll do it right now. That way you have it. I can send the Jailbreak song, right? I can send. Couple of the other ones off of Out of the Ashes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know what I'll do is I'll send the songs that are going to be in the movie. So I'll send Skies of Grey, No Soul is the song that's going to be in Damien Dante's Jezebeth, and Out of the Ashes you already have.
Yeah.
And I'll send the Jailbreak song.
Cool.
And I have your email, right? Because it came through Tim, so...
yeah.
I think your email address was in there, I think. Yeah, because we talked via email, didn't we? No, we didn't.
We didn't.
Huh.
Yeah, you know what? I just actually sent you a friend request, too, on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. Put your email and address in that in a message there, and I'll go accept
okay.
it. And then I'll send those right out to you, brother.
Sounds good. And I'll let you know when I'm airing it.
All right. Awesome. Sounds
cool.
great.
Eric, thanks again, man.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Peace.
Jailbreak somewhere in this town. Say me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hiding low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Don't you be around. Don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. Hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose. Alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose, go to jail. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. Somewhere in the town. Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak. So don't you be around. Tonight there's gonna be trouble.
back to Germany Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and there you go. That was Leaving Eden. There was our Leaving Eden segment of the interview, of the show, shall we say. We kicked it off with Jailbreak, which is their new single, a video out there as well for that. And we also did Out of the Ashes, which is off of their last album. So there you go. Leaving Eden and Skinflint. Check them both out. Great people, great bands. Keeping the rock and roll, hard rock, metal world alive with those two bands. Much love and support to both. Check them out. Remember what I said. Go to their websites. That's like the central hub. They both are very active on their websites and social medias. So check them out. Like them, love them, support them. Check out, get it where, you know, physical copies. Get the physical copies. Or, you know, iTunes, Google Play. Or if you do the Spotify thing, do Spotify. Just listen. Love them. Support them. And do the same for us. Don't forget us either. Total Gym Radio. TDR Rocks. Bay Ragney. Like me, love me, follow me. Social media. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're all over there. And yeah, just look for Bay Ragney or Totally Driven Entertainment or Totally Driven Radio. And make sure to check out our website. We also have a new thing going on right now. We have the Totally Driven Track of the Week that you can vote for. It's up on the website, so check that out. And yeah, there you go. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, we'll be back Thursday night. We'll be live on Thursday night. Myself, my co-host Nick Wilkinson, and we will be talking all types of entertainment. I know this week we have our good friend, Mr. Mike Del Pizzo from the band Sunflower Dead. They have a huge announcement coming up this week, which it might happen before Thursday night, but if it doesn't, they're going to make the special announcement Thursday night on Total Gym Radio. Stay tuned to find out. I know what it is. I can't let you know. I can't tell that secret yet. So there you go. All right. Make sure you tune in Thursday night, Total Gym Radio. Until next time, see you, everybody. Stay driven.